Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Please take a moment and hit those like and subscribe buttons. While a small gesture, it really means a lot to Wild 7 Studios and allows us to continue creating meaningful and fun content for your viewing pleasure.
Good evening. Welcome to my lair. On today's episode, we're going to discuss Debbie and the Devil passing the Bergdahl test.
Is it working? You can?
Yeah.
Oh, my headphones. Oh, now I can hear you. Sorry. All right. Okay. I think I need my glasses, like glasses for this. Not these, but my more intellectual. What are they? Oh, well. Okay. Welcome to my lair. Hello, Captain Morgan.
Hello.
Thank you for joining me. Thank you. Yes, Captain Morgan is editing a something special. I don't know how much my partners want me to say about it, so I'm just gonna not say too much. And today I'm in a happy place. I'm in a very happy place today because of numerous reasons. It's a very fertile time here in terms of content and things that we're doing. And Captain Morgan, thank you so much for joining me today.
Taking
time out from what you were doing, your cutting. She's a master cutter. She's a samurai. We got somebody behind the scenes who's also a good cutter, a good kid, good man. Do you mind if I say your name? Dimitri. You're the best, man. Dude, good to have you on the team. It's a great time here. It's a pleasant Friday. Last night I went to see The Northman and we did a reaction video on that. Dropping it on YouTube right now. No big deal. Just doing that. Super, super, super pumped about everything. We're very happy. And if you notice that I'm in a very kind of thoughtful kind of mood, is because I found out something really great. And for those of you that don't know out there in YouTube land, podcast land, my crew and I, Wild 7, and these kids are part of my crew. Not kids, soldiers, you know. They're part of my crew, and we made a film called Debbie and the Devil. And apart from Debbie and the Devil, we do other content that is as amazing, because everything we do is amazing. We do Amigas. We did an amazing series called Diaspora. We did a cut of that series in black and white, which is amazing, and it's in one piece. I highly encourage you to go to our YouTube channel and check it out. Go to our YouTube channel and check out Amigas. Go to our website, wild7studios.com, and rent Debbie and the Devil, which is coming to other platforms pretty soon. Soon there's going to be a Blu-ray. We're really excited. It's a good time. And I feel really good. I feel very virtuous. I feel virtuous. And I want to signal that. You know what I mean? I want people to know. I'm sorry?
What does that mean?
What I mean is, okay, well, so welcome everyone. The music stopped. Dimitri can't hear the music. There was like music playing that whole time. That's what I was babbling. Captain Morgan, do you know what the Bechdel test is?
I don't.
You don't? No. Okay. Dimitri looked it up. I will look it up. Or no, wait, could you look it up while I speak?
Okay.
If you don't mind.
Yeah, yeah.
Captain Morgan, I say things respectfully to everybody that works here, every soldier. We talk respectfully because I didn't want to be like, hey, can you do that for me? I'm sorry. But the Bechdel test is a test that many films do not pass. And basically, in essence, did you pull it up?
Yeah, so the dictionary definition of this is the Bechdel test is a way of evaluating whether or not a film or other work of fiction portrays women in a way that is sexist or characterized by gender stereotyping. To pass the Bechdel test, a work must feature at least two women. These women must talk to each other, and their conversation must concern something other than a man.
Guess what? Debbie and the Devil, my film, our film, mm-hmm. our feature, mm-hmm. Wild Seven's feature, pass the test.
Ayo.
You're welcome, ladies. That's all I wanted to say. That's the show. You're welcome. You're welcome. I know. Captain Morgan, when I was writing this script, it was not on my mind to do any of that.
Yeah.
It was on my mind to write some kick-ass female characters, which is what I think, which is what I did. We passed the test.
Ooh.
I just want to say to every woman out there, relax. We did it. You can calm down now. We won.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. I want to say that. And I have Captain Morgan here. I told April, hey, April, we got to talk about this. And she says she kind of insinuated in her telepathy that she didn't want to participate in my shenanigans on this. And so we're,
I'm here.
So Captain Morgan is here. We passed the test. Yes, we did it. Was it easy? No, it wasn't, as most things are. Captain Morgan, is there anything you'd like to ask me about passing the test?
I mean, one, it's impressive that you passed it without knowing about it.
I didn't know shit about it. I didn't know anything. It's like I've passed tests for cocaine and methamphetamine because I've never taken cocaine and methamphetamine. It was kind of like that.
Yeah.
I'm not sexist. That's why.
Ooh.
You know what it is? Most guys, most writers... I don't want to name names because I'm not in the business of making enemies. I don't make enemies. I finish them. Most male writers are sexist. And most filmmaker men are sexist too. But not me because I passed the Bechdel test. Fuckers, I did it. No one can tell me anything. Nobody. Mm-hmm. Captain Morgan... I'm God. I'm not kidding. Like I really think I am. I think I am. Hold on. I'm feeling my face. A, it was itching over here. And B, I just want to see if I'm like a human. Captain Morgan,
mm-hmm.
when you first heard about the Bechdel test about 2 minutes ago,
yeah.
What was on your mind in terms of like, did you think like, so many films fail this test?
It was just like, I mean, because I don't know. I never really thought about it in that sense. But the fact that the test is two women have to talk and it can't be about a man. I'm like, I don't know why. To me, that's such a low standard.
Right.
But I guess a lot of films cannot pass it.
Let me tell you something about low standards, Captain Morgan. They're great because they allow someone like me to thrive. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I did it. I don't know how I did it. And the thing is, the Oscars came and went. Everybody's talking about the slap. I don't care. Who cares? But I have to say, I'm disappointed that I didn't get some sort of recognition for Debbie that I passed the Bechdel test. You know what I mean? King Richard, the Will Smith thing, I haven't seen it, but it's called King Richard. It should have been called two queens, Serena and Venus. I would have called it that because if I made it, it would have passed the Bechdel test. I don't think this one did.
Did it not?
I don't know. In fact, I assume all films failed the Bechdel test. And I saw Northman yesterday. That was a good film. I think it failed the test.
Yeah.
I saw Spider-Man, failed the test. All of them.
Yeah, I don't think. Oh, yeah. Spider-Man.
Is there anything off the top of your head that has passed the test other than Debbie and the Devil? Greatest film ever. It's passed the test.
The thing is, I don't watch a lot of films.
Oh,
so
really?
It's like
okay,
that,
yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
She's so busy, you know, watching our stuff because, you know, she's our cutter and stuff. I have to say something, you know. I've known a lot of people that have tried to, like, you know, make it in the industry and stuff, and they're not in it anymore, and I think it's really great. I really do. And I have a theory why. Like, I went to school with a douchebag that thought he was a cinephile because he saw two art house films, and he's not in the business anymore, and I think it's really funny.
Okay.
And I'm trying to think why he's not in the business. It's because if he made a film, it wouldn't pass the Bechdel test because he's stupid.
Yeah.
You see, most male filmmakers are stupid. I'm not. I think about women constantly. Constantly. In a good way, though. In a way of, I think of their suffrage. And I think of the things that they have to go through. I say, enough of the bullcrap. When Me Too was happening, I was happy. I was like, good ladies, you've won. Do your thing. I don't care. Just let me make my movie. While Me Too was happening, we were making a movie.
Mm-hmm.
That we were making
a feminist
a
movie.
Feminist film. Yes, yes, yes. They said Peter Jackson's Lord of the Rings it doesn't do too well in the Bechdel test.
Are there women in that movie?
They're women, but technically they're elves, so they could be just another gender that we don't even know. You know what I mean?
Oh.
But what I'm saying is I like those films. I saw them recently, actually. Mm. And I super respect Peter Jackson. I love Peter Jackson. But do better. No, wait. He made a film that passed the Bechdel test.
Film.
Heavenly Creatures. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about Heavenly Creatures. It's a really good film. He made it. It's interesting. He has an interesting career. Let's go into a little cinema history before I go back to gloating.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And my enemies are almost dead. I love it. Peter Jackson made a film starring Kate Winslet and another woman. I forget her name. And it was a true story about these two girls that met each other and they developed a friendship. And their parents frowned upon the friendship. And then it was kind of insinuated. I don't remember if it was super explicit or if it insinuated it, but the parents were just afraid that they were gay And so that one of the moms said, like, oh, you can't play with each other anymore. And so the two girls killed the mom. So
good
I'm
solution.
Yeah. right. You know, interesting thing. One of the girls became a famous mystery writer afterwards. Mm. You know, so very interesting. I'm pretty sure that film passed the Bechdel test. So good on you, Peter Jackson. Good on you.
That's a true story.
Oh, I see. Yeah, true story. Very interesting. I think a lot of the greats have made films that passed the Bechdel test. Quentin Tarantino, Kill Bill, baby. Or Jackie Brown, mm-hmm. passed the Bechdel test. I'm there.
You're up with them.
I'm up with them. Yay. Scorsese, yeah. Alice doesn't live here anymore. Bleh. So, yeah, I'm there. And me, Nasred, I passed the Bechdel test. God, my enemies are so stupid. God, they are so stupid. Oh, my God, I love it. I love being me. Morgan, every day you see me, my head is the normal size that you perceive.
Yeah.
But in reality, the spirit of my head is getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
There's a reason you wear a hat.
Yeah. Dude, I look like the marshmallow man in terms of ego and stuff. But it's rightfully so because I passed the test. That's what I'm trying to tell people. I told my mom this. Mm-hmm. She was unmoved. She was I'm just trying to live my life. Who gives a fuck about some fucking test? These movies are stupid. You know? And I was like, okay, whatever. Mm. Changing the world. I don't care. I'm a feminist filmmaker mother. You know? I don't care. I passed the test, man. I failed a lot of tests in high school and elementary school because I just didn't. The teachers would always say to my mom, and bless you, mother, from third grade to junior high, when my mother would go to the parent-teacher conference things that were usually around Thanksgiving time, she would bawl. She would cry. I'm not joking. I'm not making this up. She would start crying. And it would make me feel bad, and then I'd start crying because it's like, Mom, why are you crying? And then because of that, I don't like women crying. It makes me scared and sad. And so, anyway, that's my psychological issue that I have with I share with my shrink. My mom would start crying, and the teachers would all say, "Listen, your son is smart. It's just he doesn't seem interested, or he just doesn't want to do it, or he's lazy or something." And my mom would cry. Whoa. I was saving all of my energy to make a film that passes the Bechdel test.
And that's the only test.
That's the only test I care about. Yeah. That's the only. Listen, I'll be real with you about my opinion of men. They're gross. They're gross, and I don't like them. I don't like their mentalities. They're toxic, except Dimitri and Chris. And that's it. Everybody else, I'm trying to think of anybody else. Who? Interdimensional Alex, he's great.
Oh, yeah.
My brother, my father, Dimitri's father. And Morgan's father, and the fathers of my partners. Everybody else is gross because they don't know what women feel. I do, because I passed the test. It's very clear what's going on in society, and I have the answers. Mm-hmm. I'm here. I have a microphone. I have a mixer. I have this and that. Mm-hmm. I have so much wisdom, and right now, my enemies are like watching this stewing, you know?
Yeah.
We have a mega show coming up. Mm. I'm going to tease it because it involves an enemy. But I'm going to let you just out there, just sit there in suspense because it's going to be a couple of weeks because we have a lot going on. I'm so happy I passed the test. How many minutes was that? 15 minutes?
Oh, that's quick.
Well, yeah. Because I passed the test. That's it.
That's the point.
Finito. We're done here. Like all these, I was going to say a really bad word, but I don't want to offend. All these wimpy filmmakers that are of my generation and even younger, they're, I feel like they want to say something, but they have nothing to say.
Yeah.
I have something to say. Test passing. That's what I'm talking about. I remember when I was a child, we had to take that standardized test that all kids have to take.
Yeah.
And I used it as an opportunity to do bubble art on the Scantron form. And then the teacher was like, dude, your son's retarded. like he doesn't speak English or something according to this test. My mom started crying again. And so I started crying. I'm like, Mom, I'm not retarded, please. You know. And I really, those were the words that were used, you know, like I'm just saying, you know, I don't use that as a derogatory or anything. Mm-hmm. But that was my situation.
Yeah.
And it's just poetic justice that, you know,
I passed
the test. Yeah. That's right. And am I movie Jesus? I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I don't know. I'm not here to make that, but do you think I didn't suffer trying to pass the test? Do you think Debbie was easy?
No,
it wasn't. Yeah. She knows. She's seen. She watches all the BTS. Call her BTS Morgan. And she knows the pain that I went through. Captain Morgan, I have a question for you.
Uh-huh.
And I apologize for just boasting and ghosting, but. I just feel I passed the test, man. Mm-hmm. And if you want to see if I passed the test, go to our website, check out Debbie and the Devil. Check it out on our website, on Vimeo On Demand. Look for it on future platforms. It's coming. And look for the Blu-ray very soon. Captain Morgan,
mm-hmm.
you have seen the footage of Debbie from when I was, it just started, when I did that Kickstarter thing. You remember, I was in front of that wall right behind you.
Yep.
How did I look in that?
Plump.
Plump. That's a very nice way of saying it. I think I looked like a fucking fat ass, you know? And she's being nice. I had five faces that were, you know, like it was like five of these faces. It's horrible. But this is the thing. I liked that. I liked the way I liked my life before Debbie. Mm-hmm. My life before Debbie was I cut shirts and sewed shirts and I watched movies at night. And that was my life. And I read books. But at some point, I knew I had to make the movie that passes the test. And that took some doing, Captain Morgan.
Yeah.
So you saw at the beginning of it, I was plump.
Yeah.
Then what do you witness in what happens to my figure?
Well, like, as you were going, so, like, a lot of the BTS footage and stuff. So, like, in my head, I'm cutting to, like, when you guys were in your garage planning things. And... like Alexa and Ashley are trying to make that wall.
Yeah.
You look thinner. You look thinner there. And then cut to when you start doing the animation.
Yeah.
By
Is that when I get really? Okay.
When you get really noticeably skinny.
Really?
The animation, I think.
Sorry, listener, you can't see this, but I'm making like, you brought back something because I really think I am movie Jesus because that 6 weeks, didn't Jesus carry the cross for 6 weeks?
Dude, I don't know. I don't know the Bible. Right.
I don't know. Dimitri's looking it up. but
none of us read the Bible.
That was my Jesus Christ experience. And
carrying the animation.
Carrying the animation, the cross of animation.
Mm.
You know how like the Romans would whip him?
I guess. I don't know anything.
Right. Well, I think the Romans would whip him when he would like was carrying the cross, which is so nasty and not nice. Yeah. But I didn't have that, but I ate licorice whips.
Same thing.
Yeah, you know. Captain Morgan, when you do good work, you got to be proud of yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I am. Mm.
This is making me realize like how many movies probably didn't pass the Bechdel test. Like I'm thinking about all the Marvel movies because I'm basic and I watch those, of course.
I love them too.
Yeah. But yeah, I can't think of one where it passed the test. The more recent ones.
Right. The more recent ones.
Shang-Chi.
Hmm. Were there any?
No. I think the two, like the sister and then the aunt or something, talked about Simu. But it just said talk about a guy. It didn't say in like any sort of like romantic way.
Right, right.
It was literally just like these two girls are talking and they're talking about a guy.
It's a little crazy how low this standard is.
Yeah, I'm like, it makes me realize like, I don't, women, just is this what we're stuck to.
Not while I'm here.
Solid. I'll be in your movies then.
Hey, Captain Morgan, always, always. You're going to be the hacker that goes into the mainframe. Yes. We need to discuss this. Yes. Ladies, I want you to know something. I have a code of ethics that I operate by, and you're welcome. Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you. I'm good. I hope I get some dates off of this Bechdel test. I'm not getting out there. You know what I mean?
Like pickup line.
I'm going to, you know, hang out maybe at some point, you know, go to a bar or something. And that is my pickup line. That will be my pickup line. I wrote and directed and starred in a film that passes the Bechdel test. Let's go. You know, let's go. Let's talk. Let's whatever you want to do. But let's go. Let's do this, woman. All right. Well, thank you, Captain Morgan, for joining me on this silliness. No, not silliness. Seriousness, man.
Yeah, very, very serious.
Sometimes April is like, no, thank you. No. But thank you for joining me on this. Thank you, Dimitri, for manning the station. You know what I mean? We're like a police precinct in Boston. You know what I mean? Like Sarge. Chris is the Sarge. I'm like the rowdy detective and stuff. You're the hacker mainframe, you know, like Dimitri, you're like the new beat cop that has like a wife and kids and stuff, you know, and you're like you married son? Yeah, Sarge. Yeah. You know, it's good stuff. Man, I'm wiped though. After this, I'm gonna pass out and go into a coma.
Okay.
Because passing the Bechdel test was hard. Mm-hmm. Being Mr. Red is hard. I'm just kidding. It's really easy. It's fun. Being my enemies. Mega show coming up.
Mega show.
Who am I gonna talk about? We don't know. We will see. Mega show. Mega show. Plus a Doctor Strange reaction video / episode. And yeah. Yeah.
I will say when I was making the sound bits for the mega episode, yeah. I got a headache.
Right. It's that mega.
But
this mother. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
When you edit it and make it sound different, it's fun. So.
We will curate it. Captain Morgan, you're going to be there, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. You have to. Trust me.
I'm going
to
see it on
my Apple. God, is this going to be a mega episode? And please, gentlemen, be gentlemen. And. Stretch yourselves a little. Write a scene with two women that don't talk about a man, because apparently that's hard. I don't know.
It's such a low standard. If you don't have that in your movie, what are you doing?
Right. It's the lowest possible standard there is. But I did good within that. You know what I mean? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Wowzer. I'm just waiting for this music. This is nice music. Blakey will be there at the mega episode.
Oh, did Blakey?
Yeah, this is Blake's music.
Yeah.
I even wrote lyrics to it and stuff. It'll die soon. You know what? Good. I passed the test. Boom.